Trees can't speak, but John Eisenhower speaks their language. Talking Trees with Rosie on the House.
And to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE, the letter 4, the number 4, and the letter U. Got it right that time. All right, John, you've had 3 minutes. Lucy's in Tucson. Palm trees.
Lucy, are you still there?
She is.
Yes, I am, and I had a question, a second question.
Okay, well, let us get through your first one first.
Okay.
Well, you're talking about putting those trees out into the landscape, correct?
I'm keeping them in decorator pots. They're pygmy trees.
Okay. And you talked about putting them into the pot, keep them in the liner, but just perforate the liner?
That's what they're saying, yes.
I don't understand what value there would be for that, because I wouldn't want to create an artificial interface between the planting mix that's in the container and then the soil you're going to put outside it.
Okay.
I don't see any reason to do that. I would definitely get them out of those pots into that soil. Sounds like a good mix. I don't know what that citrus mix you're referring to is, but... sounds like a good quality soil, but yeah, I like the fact that you're making that transition, getting those potted plants into the general location where they're going to be planted, get them into the sun, get them kind of acclimated to that location, and then backing off on the watering. That's great. Those are all good steps toward a successful transplant.
I have one more question. Then.
Well, I have one for you first, Lucy.
Okay.
There are several places in Tucson to buy really nice quality pots for planting.
Good. Okay.
Which one's your favorite? Where do you get your pots? Do you remember where you got yours for the palm trees?
You talking to me?
Yes. For your pots that you have all these plants,
I haven't bought yet, because that's why I was testing them.
Very good.
I'm not going to go buy the pots and then have the trees, so I've been running them through the test.
Gotcha.
Oh,
okay.
We get some good recommendations for you then.
Yeah. All right, your second question?
Well, you got to tell her where you might want to go.
Well, there's quality pottery and pottery blowout. And then there's a third one I think I haven't found yet, but a woman that wrote the book on potted plants for Arizona. Used to teach here, and I looking at the pictures, it's not either one of these, and I'm still looking for that third.
I'm in Tucson.
It is.
Well, second question, what do you got for us, Lucy?
Okay. I'm taking out dead African sumac in the ground. These will be on pots and elevated a little bit, the date palms, but the sumacs have to come out, they're dead. And so I can get them sawed level with the ground. What do I put down there to kill the root system of an African sumac? They've been dry and dead for 2 years.
Well, is there any evidence of new growth coming out from the base of the tree?
I don't know about right now. There was some. That patio was all red brick, and the red brick heaved, and there was evidence of some of that. Those roots may have died out in the last 2 years.
I don't know. You could do a couple things. You could mechanically grind out the stumps and get a stump grinding service to come out and actually use a tree to mechanically grind out the stump down below. It'll destroy the root ball, so they won't reemerge.
Okay.
With certain trees like sumacs that have a tendency to sucker back from the roots, and if there's any evidence of that little sprouts that are still alive around the base of that dead tree, mm-hmm. that sprouting may occur. Sometimes we recommend once the tree is cut to soil grade, as close as you can to the ground. You can contract with a company to come out and apply a contact herbicide to the surface of the stump, and we'll often drill around the circumference of the stump, several inches into the top of the stump, and pour the herbicide mixture solution into those holes, and it will then travel down into the root system of the tree. These systemic herbicides are really effective at getting a kill distance of about 10 feet from the stump if it's applied properly. You do need to get, for the better quality chemical products that are not commonly available to consumers, you need to work with a qualified pest control applicator, a licensed applicator who can come and do that work for you.
Okay.
some of the over-the-counter stuff's just not powerful enough to kill a tree stump.
I don't know if I'll let you handle this. What about the university gardener for information?
Oh yeah, the master gardener. Yeah, sure.
Corporate extension office.
Usually have a master gardener hotline. They can refer you to local companies that could help you with that.
We appreciate the call, Lucy, and good luck. And you know, I actually think the one I was thinking of is Pottery Blowout. I thought it was the Pottery Depot or something like that, but I'm not. That's too easy of a name not to take this long to find.
And Savano Nursery may also have some pots available.
Yeah, I would imagine that Savano, Mesquite Valley Growers, those guys are the pots that are coming are either coming from Quality Pottery or the Pottery Blowout. But good luck, Lucy. We appreciate the call. We've got bottom of the hour news break coming up, and we'll be back with John Eisenhower, ISA Certified Arborist, talking trees.